Welcome to the Anderson Resort and Hotel. On today's episode of the Next Level Living Podcast, we have our host, Jeremy Anderson.
Hey.
And then Mike Moss.
That was a weird transition. But I'll take it.
You feel
you know
me?
What? It's all good.
Y'all look good. Y'all look like y'all in paradise, man. Y'all look relaxed.
Oh, we ain't faking. We in paradise.
I'll tell you what.
First of all, let me tell you how excited I am to actually be able to share this moment with y'all. Because do you know how hard it is to be that excited about the exterior and environment and not be able to show it to y'all? Like, I be wanting to show y'all, like, my boss different. but you know, like, he very private about certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's very careful. Him and Tracy and the family, very careful what they give to the world. And so the fact that we're able to come back here and have a couple episodes. I just end the summer on a good note. Like, this feels good, Jay. Like, appreciate you having us out here, man.
Yeah, for sure. You know what's funny is before in the other clip we were filming a little while ago, I had to ask Nick, like, did Tracy give the approval for us to film in the backyard? Because, you know, we do try to be, you know, somewhat private. We try to have a balance. You know, we not like, can't nobody see nothing.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, I don't put, you know, I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
You're not doing it to stunt. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I get it.
Or just, you know, but it's times I capture moments. I'm like, maybe I don't post that. I don't know. It's weird. But yeah. I say all this to say, we got approval. Tracy was good with it. And so, yeah, we backyard out by the pool, man, and just kind of vibing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it'd be cool to do one outside. You know, we might sweat a little bit. We have our shades. You got the beach attire on. You know what I'm saying? But I felt like, you know, what better way to kind of get ready to wrap up the summer than to have a couple of weeks where we be outside with the podcast.
Absolutely. Nice.
So everybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying, you probably can't see it, but maybe you can hear the water. And to everybody that's watching, I mean, clearly you could tell we outdoors. But what's happening? What are we talking about today? Talk to me.
Ooh, today we are talking about how do you safeguard yourself against distractions and women sliding into your DMs?
Oh, we going there.
Like,
okay.
People know you're married. People know you're a family man.
Okay.
But yet they still try. So how do you safeguard yourself against that?
So I'll say this. I'm trying to think. What all do I share? Don't say nothing. I know Mike is like everything.
I bit my whole tongue.
I bit
my whole tongue. I was like, you know what, God? I'm going to let you have that.
I'll say this. Though, first of one, I'm very vocal when I speak. I'm always proclaiming my love for Tracy, my devotion, how I'm chasing her heart. That does two things. That weaves off a lot of women who might inquire. And for 80% of them, they're like, he's happily married. He's off the market. And they have respect.
Right.
There is that 15 to 20% that's actually even more turned on to say, not only do you have some things going for you, you know what I'm saying? And you could put me in a better position. You actually would treat me right because I see the way you treat your wife. So it's weird because it can actually be something where, you know, they can be more attracted to you when they see you faithful.
True.
And so, you know, there are different times throughout my journey of being married and being a public figure and a speaker where I've come across, I would say, distractions, not necessarily temptations. Go ahead.
I think there's a third category. I think there are women that try to pursue you just to mess up your happy home. There are some women that make sure they can some way get themselves in there so that it leads to your destruction and your demise, and you're not what you say you are. I'm going to tempt you so that you know, I can make a liar out of you. There are some women that do that.
I was going to say that too, to prove that you're not what you appear to be.
Right.
To let them know, like, oh, I got access to the forbidden fruit or the thing that couldn't be touched. Mm. I did that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I've never gotten far enough or close enough to even identify that. You know what I'm saying? I've identified two where, you know, I've had something that was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize you were married. I'm like, that's cool. I'm not tripping. You know what I'm saying? You slid in. I let you know to slide out.
Absolutely.
But then I've had those that go a roundabout way.
Yeah.
I can smell the mighty man of God. Yeah. I just need your I can smell that.
Yeah.
You know, I can smell that. You know what I'm saying? And there have been some people that we almost brought close to the company. And I was kind of like, and Nicole was like, hey, I saw this. That ain't right. Look at what she posted here. And then I was like, yeah, you know, probably not. Then, you know, I get that text from her. Good morning, my king. I can't wait to work with you and serve you. And I'm just like, I'm not your king. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I'm not your king.
It's just like, it's interesting. So I've been able to, you know, I make it known.
Yeah.
But then there might be those that still, that are even attracted to the fact that, man, he loves God. He loves his family. Yeah. He loves his wife. And so now I'm in the process now of kind of just safeguarding myself from any distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Respect. Respect.
So has anyone ever tried to, like, have you ever been thrown off your game at all? Like, where you were just kind of, like, tricked into looking at a DM that maybe wasn't what you wanted your eyes to see?
Yeah. So I don't manage any of my social media.
Mm-hmm.
Now my team does that. I do posting, they do posting, but when it comes to messages and DMs, like, they handle all that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Stevon, would you say in this season, I ain't never seen no stuff come through? Okay, yeah. And he in block mode. Look at his face.
Yes.
He's like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Back in the day, we would call that, I don't think it's good to
bro,
say.
Bro, what is it?
No.
We here in the day now.
No, don't say it.
Here and now.
Come on,
Luther. It's here and now.
Blocking.
Here and now. So I'm in the place now. So probably about 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
When I was still managing my social media, there was somebody that came on in my Twitter.
Okay.
And I was heavy in the educational space. So I have a lot of teachers, a lot of principals, a lot of superintendents that will pop up and, you know, engage with me. And so whenever they would send comments to my post, I would comment them back, and then I would go to their profile and go to their page. Because if they're like a principal or a superintendent, you might want to bring me in to speak for your school, mm-hmm. your college, university, whatever. So I had this one teacher one day. Her Instagram name is something like, I'll teach you well, or something like that. Like, let me teach you, or I'll teach you well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm purely thinking educational, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm purely thinking educational. So she sends me this long message, like, every time your words, I just feel a connection with your words. You're so powerful. We need more people like you in the world. Blah, 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 blah. And it was something along the lines of, I would like to do some work with you, or I would like to connect with you, or I would like to see you in person. Like, something that made that, like, you want, but I'm still thinking work. I'm still thinking speaking.
Yeah.
So I go to her. I'm like, that's a nice message. So I go to her page on Twitter, and then it's like hardcore porn. And I was thinking like, yo. And it caught me off guard for a second. I ain't going to lie and be like, I saw it and just put it. It was probably 3-4 seconds. I was like, whoa. I was like, okay, all right. That's a distraction. I'm going to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But then I put it away.
Yeah.
And then I told Tracy, and I was just like, babe, I'm good at avoiding
mm-hmm.
the distractions. I was just like, but I'm gonna have Ebony begin to manage my messages just to safeguard me from any stupid stuff out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that can be a trigger.
Absolutely.
For someone like me, having the past I had to see that, that can be a trigger.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that lust creeps in, and it's like, now I want to go back to your page. Now I want to see what else is out here. Now I start following other people. Now I'm going to different websites at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it starts somewhere.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so up until that point, I had been very disciplined about saying, oh, the sun went away a little bit.
That's good.
I've been very disciplined about saying, you know, I'm not going to follow certain people. It's people I went to school with.
Mm-hmm.
It's people, you know what I'm saying, I went to college with, high school, that's now models.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing pictures. I'm like, I don't need to see every other day you in a bikini.
Yeah.
I need to only have eyes for Tracy. And if I'm looking at you half dressed, you ain't mean no malice. You just Sports Illustrated, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But I don't need to see that. Yeah. So I'm going to unfollow you, or I'm going to mute you.
Yeah.
So I'm real big on sensing where my heart is.
Yeah. Okay.
And if I feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
Because there are seasons. Like, seasons with me and Tracy, strong. It's seasons where it's just like, yeah, we back in counseling, working through some things. Well, when those seasons come around, I remember there was one particular season there was somebody I knew I went to school with. Mm-hmm. She's an attorney. Mm-hmm. And I just found myself more attracted to, like, her purpose.
Okay.
Mm. Like, she was very vocal. She was, like, a social activist. She was advocating for people. It wasn't no lust. We wasn't communicating. I really liked when her posts would come across. And I found myself, like, 3 times a week, like, going to Instagram and then seeing what she had going on in her world.
Right.
Now, the flesh was like, bro, that ain't nothing.
Yeah.
But the spirit is like, bro, why are you even
here?
Entertaining.
Who cares, like, what she got going on inside her world?
Yeah, right.
And I realized, like, God showed me myself. He said, bro, it starts there.
Yeah.
It starts with, like, man, I love what she's doing. Then it goes to, like, man, she bad, too.
Mm.
Then it goes to, man, she got a great body.
Yeah.
Then it goes to, I'm going to send a flight to come pick you up. It's whenever somebody be like, man, I slipped up. Bro, you ain't slip up and nobody draws.
Yeah, it's levels.
That's not possible. It's levels to it. So I'm trying to cut the snake off at the head.
Mm.
So, and God is, one thing about God, man, I really be hearing from God.
No point attended.
And I really do be hearing, like, when his voice, when I'm like, you know what, son, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you go on her page just because you just like to, but why are you going? I'm like, God, I ain't sitting here lusting after her. He was like, but still, bro, you married. She an attorney. It ain't that deep. Yeah. It's something else there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then I was like, well, maybe I'm just attracted because, like, she living in her purpose. God was like, bruh, you distracted right now. Kill that.
Yeah.
So I killed it. Yeah. I feel like I'm Teflon now, bruh. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even feel like I could even get caught up on no dumb stuff out here. It's me. It ain't no babe out here that's bad enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't possible, bruh.
Yeah.
It's not. You're gonna have to be, you know what I'm saying? Whoever they think all the little baddies is out here put together in one. And, you know, but even still, I can't, bro, let me tell you, I don't play with God.
Yeah.
I don't play with God. And so for me, I could never even, but God was just like, they are not strong enough. But I need you to be strong enough.
Mm. Yeah.
So now they can even, I really feel like I'm Teflon when it comes to certain things because I'm so rooted. And God is like, as long as you don't let go of your grip of me, you're going to be good.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you start getting average with your walk with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where it can spiral. So I know I went into a whole nother thing, but it's just so many levels when it comes to, like, temptation and being focused and being disciplined and really being a man of God and operating with character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you come across people that don't have the best intentions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or they have ulterior motives. And so I'm in a space of kind of trying to figure that out and then staying in my own lane.
Yeah.
But to safeguard myself, I got Stavon who handles all that now. So I ain't even got to be, you know, I don't have to be worried about, like, what am I going to do here? I'm just like, yo, bro, just take care of that.
Stavon, keep it real. How many people done slid in Jay's DM?
That's not important.
Who was wilding?
That's not important.
Oh, it's not?
But she said he be blocking it. He was like, I don't see none.
Oh, but you do see it? And you took care of it? So you don't even have to know.
Bruh.
So it don't. It's,
but let me
so
say
it
this.
Came about, but it never the weapon formed, but it didn't prosper.
It didn't prosper. Mm.
Do you think? Yeah. Do
didn't
you
even make it to the table?
You said you were gonna say something.
Yeah. So I remember I was at an event, and I won't name the event, but I was at an event, and there were a lot of 7 and 8 figure people backstage, and there was this one woman, very attractive. You know, like if you sculpted a body, like, you know, she fitness model, like, and man, bro, the lust that was on her, you know, if somebody says, man, he or she was giving me F faces, you know what we were saying.
Yeah.
Bro, she was backstage. She was like, the way you spit, like, it was so overly, bro, I curved her so hard, bro.
Really?
I was like, yo, you the devil right now. I was like, you don't even realize it. You know I'm married. You just heard me give that spiel on stage about my love and my commitment to my wife and how I was desperate, which is why I was willing to go above and beyond and go all these measures. But in her brain, you the man of my dream. Nah, I'm the man of your nightmares. Like, stop playing with me.
You
feel
me?
I curved her. I was like, that's crazy. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
I ain't that gangster where I'm about to be like, hey, get out of my face.
Right.
Trick. I ain't finna do that.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, for real, that's crazy. Hold on 1 second.
Yep. Skirt. To never return.
To never return. I'm talking about to infinity and beyond.
Come on, Buzz Lightyear.
But I felt that because I'm not blind, bro.
Facts.
Like, Joseph had to run when he was in Potiphar's house.
Yeah.
So that was me saying, let me get out of here. and not even entertain it. Mm. Not even entertain it. Yeah. You feel me? And that's the part. And here, all right. So can I be 100 with y'all? Without y'all judging me?
110.
Bro, you, all right, look. So look.
No.
So at that season of my life, I wasn't feeling super appreciated. Mm. My wife ain't really the super encouraging wife. Like, Jeremy, he's my man. If he can't do it, no one can.
Yeah.
That ain't really Tracy Ministry. Right, she right, keep right, me right. grounded.
Yeah.
And there are times when I need that.
Yeah.
So when I go other places and they want to give me that, in the back of my mind, I'm like, all right, I ain't about to invite you to my hotel. I'm not about to smash, but I want to, let me at least entertain it. Because it's feeding the brokenness in my heart. Mm. Y'all not hearing me, man. So I'm like, the fact that I'm even entertaining this foolishness lets me know that it's still some brokenness. God is still working within me. It's some insecurities. Mm. So I'm looking to get this from you because I might not get other places.
Yeah.
And so I'm in a point now where I'm like, yo, I don't want no artificial sweetener.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like I want the real pure cane sugar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It might not be cut, it might not be filtered, it might not how I want, but I want that real thing. I don't want no artificial. I don't, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm in a space now, man, where I'm like, yo, God, only I could tear down what you have built up.
Do you have people that misinterpret your like charm and charisma for you being attracted to them? Has that ever occurred?
Nah, because I don't even be talking to folk like that.
Okay.
So you couldn't, and I know when it's flirting and when it's just charm and charisma.
Okay.
But then some people just love to get attention.
Yeah.
But I mean, but that's something you dealing with.
Yeah.
I'm just going to show you the same love I would show anybody.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And so I'm in a point now where I'm like, yo, if I see a threat, if I smell a threat, I'm going to kill the threat.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't play with God. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, you know, he's brought me this far and I need to be able to be trusted with it. So for me, I'm on that character. I'm on that integrity and he's giving me grace to grow. You know what I'm saying?
So for the young couples that are out there right now, what would you tell them about like window shopping? Like some people say, oh, it's okay to look. It's okay to look. It's okay to engage and, you know, look at social media because it's not real. It's a fantasy land. What would you tell them about safeguarding themselves and not doing those things while they're in this part of their relationship and in the developmental stages?
So you saying to people that's telling someone else they're in a relationship, but they're saying, man, go out here and window shop?
They're in a relationship, but they think it's still okay to window shop. They think it's still okay to look, but not touch.
Oh, I mean, I would just, it's only a matter of time before you touch. That's my thing.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time. You know what I'm saying? It's only a matter of time before the vegan, you know what I'm saying, that works at Popeyes ain't going to end up tasting a wing. Mm. It's only a matter of time, bro. You know what I'm saying? And so I would just advise them, like, bump that window shopping. Because what you window shopping for? You window shopping because I'm looking for something that I might be interested in. So I'm not even on that. You know what I'm saying? Window shopping. And that's what's worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I'm just like, I need to honor God. Tracy deserves the best husband. And I know that God going to bless me with what he can trust me with. And so that's another reason why, you know what I'm saying, I take the approach that I take. And some people might think it's fanatical. Some people think, like, bro, it's not that deep. I just want to remain free.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I know how it feels to be on the other side. So now I'm like, I'm going to be intentional about doing whatever I got to do to be the man that God has called me to be, even when people not looking, even when people not watching. Mm-hmm. But it's calling for me to do a lot of internal work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know, bro. I feel like as a single man, hearing you speak, I feel like I have to prepare myself as if I'm married because that's ultimately what I want. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of times what I've taken from you is that you don't give yourself permission to do something just because it's not bad yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you safeguard what it is that you ultimately want, which is ultimately the character that God has constructed in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like you've done things that aren't necessary in the moment, but it's necessary for your overall being, for your long term, for your longevity of your relationship, of your character, whatever the case may be. And I just feel like as a single man, like as a young man who wants God to be to be ahead and to get credit for whatever happens in my life that I even have to be more intentional. You know what I'm saying? Because even I just heard you talk about, like, even your friends. Like, you got close friends or people that you, like you said, went to college and high school with that you don't follow or that you mute. And everybody don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with how I care about you as a person. But you can't even allow certain things in your space for you to even be able to see, because it'll distract you. Like, that's what you call them, distractions. It'll distract you from what it is that you're ultimately trying to do.
So that's
something to take in, too.
So, mm-hmm. and that's for somebody that's single, somebody that wants to be married, or somebody that's in a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, or just somebody that just says in general, you know, I want to live a life of productivity. I want to live a life that bears fruit. And is this person, is this thing, is this situation a distraction to me? I think that's the easiest way to look at it. It's just like, am I being distracted by this? So when there were seasons when I was like, I'm going to unfollow you or I'm going to mute you, it because you was a distraction to me. Watch this. You weren't even necessarily doing nothing to me.
Yeah.
It's the people I cut off just from my own brokenness.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, you know what? Man, if Tracy would just be like this person, God, like, cut her off, bruh. Mm. Tracy gonna be like Tracy, bruh. Wow. That's my daughter, and I gave her someone like you to make you grow the hell up and be that next level husband to go to another level because she deserves the best. You gonna mess around and be saved because I gave her as your wife, as opposed to somebody else that you thought y'all would just fit perfectly. Yeah. You'd be out here weak.
Yeah.
But the reason why you were so strong and the reason why my anointing is upon you is because I've given you someone, and the only way that relationship gonna work is if you cling to the cross.
Wow.
This thing deep, man. Yeah. God is showing me, like, bro, I didn't give you your marriage just to make you happy, to also to make you holy.
Wow.
There is a certain sanctification that's taking place from me being married,
yeah,
because she causes me, yeah, to cling to the cross.
Mm.
Like, don't get it twisted. I want everybody to get married. I think marriage is the most amazing thing, but it is not easy.
Yeah.
You really want to grow spiritually?
Yeah.
You really want to be the best Christian you can be? Get married and see if you're really about that life.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I believe all marriages can work if both parties are Christian.
Yeah.
The word says to love our enemies. So we to love our enemies, we definitely should be biting our tongue when it comes to our spouses. We definitely should be extending grace. So I had to grow up, and God was like, I'm going to show you, I'm going to give you grace, and how you deal with my daughter is how I deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
How you treat her as patient, the grace you extend, that's the same thing I'm going to give to you.
Oof.
So now I be on spoiling her. Where you want to go? What you want to do? She in my line right now with her girls for a vacation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sophie's birthday. I'm like, where you want to go? What you want to do? Like, yeah, I'm like, yo, it's done, boo. All the tears, all the sleepless nights, all the hours you've been working, all the 12, 14-hour shifts, all the... It's your season. Like, stop playing.
Yeah.
So I'm real big on... Then I have to catch myself. See, y'all got me in my bag now.
Because
I used to use the D word.
What's the D
word? Not divorce. Deserve.
Mm.
Man, it was seasons, bro. I felt like, man, she don't deserve me. I'm like, I'm gonna be all the way blunt.
Bro,
y'all, we wanna know why sometimes they might slide in the DM or sometimes I see that? Cause they know I could change your life.
Mm,
like, stop playing. Like,
real.
I could change your life.
Facts.
But it ain't my resources, it's God's. Let me be clear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they realize, like, yo, if I get with him, if I have a baby by him,
it's a bag.
It's sick. It's demonic. So I'm just like, I need to stay focused. So I start feeling like, boo, do you realize who you married to?
Mm.
Do you realize the luxuries you have? Do you realize all the things we've been blessed to experience?
Yeah.
Do you realize how many women wish they would be in your position?
Yeah.
And God was like, you better watch your mouth.
Mm.
Do you realize how many husbands wish they had a wife as honorable as Tracy?
Fact.
Do you realize how many husbands wish they had a wife as brilliant as Tracy?
Mm.
Do you realize how many husbands wish they had a wife as beautiful as Tracy?
Yeah.
One that they can cook her behind off.
Yeah.
One that can take care and love the kids.
Yeah.
One that nurse your children.
Yeah.
One, but, bro, like,
build
bro,
your business.
It go both
build
ways. It go both
get
ways,
that money.
Boy.
Facts.
It go both ways. And so I be feeling like, who? God, like, you want to talk about what you deserve? You deserve when Merck had that pistol, that Uzi to your head to pull the trigger. You deserve to have your behind in prison all the times the cops got behind you and you had 3-4 pounds in the trunk and you about had a heart attack until they went past you because their lights was beaming for somebody else.
Yeah.
He said, we're not going to talk about what you deserve, bruh. So these are the internal conversations I be having with the Most High.
Right.
So whenever I do start tripping and I do lose my mind, he bring me back to reality.
That's real.
Oof.
So now I'm like, man, you got, you brought me this far, and all I gotta do is keep my heart pure.
Yeah.
All I gotta do is avoid the distractions. Yeah. He was like, really, son, all you gotta do is keep killing that flesh.
Mm.
Keep killing that monster. Because somebody can only distract you if you wanna be distracted.
Mm.
You can only slip up on something if you want to. But if you're really happy, if you're really stable, if you're really locked in, steadfast, unmovable, if you're really faithful, you're really a man of God, can't no Jezebel take you from your wife. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Can't no bad little baby, can't no little bopper slide in your DMs. Not if you got Stevon handling it. Yeah. Not if you got Ebony handling
yeah.
it. You feel me?
Facts.
It's that yeah. type of energy
yeah.
I have now.
Yeah.
And so to anybody watching, my takeaway for you would be, you already know what you should and should not do.
Yeah.
You just need to be obedient to God.
Right.
But if you cannot listen to the voice of God when he's like, don't do this, do that, this the relationship, this not the relationship, then you're not going to be able to hear his voice when he says, this the next move, move here, this the company, this the business you got to start. So for me, man, I just try to die of myself lately, because when I tell y'all, I can be so self-destructive. I will mess around and self-sabotage my own life, take you myself out the way that flyby took you out. That fly ran right into your cheek. I'm talking about Jimmy Neutron. My man was like, bow! But I'm really in a place like now in life, man, where I'm just like, yo, I just need to make sure I keep working on me and keeping my heart pure and killing the distractions and really keeping my eyes and really my heart pure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it really starts like hearing my heart and then hearing my mind. And I think, like, as long as I do that, I keep seeking the face of God, I keep having these open, honest, transparent conversations with Tracy, and I keep being honest with my accountability partners. There's some things I've shared with you I ain't shared with many people. Right. There's some things I've shared with Crump I haven't shared with many people. Some things God was like, okay, you overcame this. Now talk to them about it.
Absolutely.
So that they can be your accountability partner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and so to people that can check in. So I put those things in place because I want to continue to win.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to have a dynasty life.
That's right.
I ain't trying to just hang a championship banner. I want to live a life where folks is like, man, year in and year out,
yeah.
Jeremy and his team is just killing it.
Yeah.
But it causes me to die on the inside of my old ways.
And I love that you talk to Tracy about everything. Because some men are like, I ain't gonna tell her that. I ain't gonna tell her that. But like, you have an understanding with Tracy.
Yeah.
Y'all are on one accord.
Yeah.
And so she knows that when you're coming to her, you're not saying, I'm tempted. You're saying, this is what happened. Not
right.
necessarily, I'm giving into it, but like, babe, just in case somebody say something, like, this is what happened.
Right.
And so I love that you have that, because some men are afraid to have that with their spouse.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you know why I do that? And this should be my last point on this topic, right, for now. If y'all want to have a part two, that's fine. But I used to get so irritated when I would have, like, I'd be on the prayer line with some of the homies, or I'd talk to some of my guys, and they would go on and on about how their wife is so insecure.
Mm.
Man, don't nothing rub me the wrong way. Then when a man says how insecure their wife is, I said, bro, that's your fault.
Yeah.
You the protector of her heart, of her mind, of her peace, bro. It's your responsibility to make her feel secure.
Wow.
That should be a shot as a man. Like, man, my girl insecure. Okay, bro, what that say about you?
Yeah.
You are obviously not making her feel secure
right.
in her womanhood and her beauty and her nature with her energy. Are you affirming her? Are you speaking life to her? Are you loving her? Are you making her feel like she's unstoppable
yeah.
when she come to you with some drama? I can't believe so-and-so said that. Homeboy, your response should be, really? I can't believe that, girl. Like, you need to have that type of energy. You feel me?
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to be the logical thinker, bro.
Right.
She's just trying to open up and share her heart with you.
Yeah.
So I always tell, and that's a hack for any homie, any young brother or older cat out here, you might feel like your girl is insecure. That's a shot on you. I need my wife feeling extra secure. I don't need her thinking twice about me jumping on no airplane, me going to no event. I love it when I'm somewhere with her and somebody walk by that everybody else heads with her, and then she look at me and I look at her like, ha, right here with you.
Yeah.
And nobody tripping on that small waist, that big behind. Ain't nobody tripping on that. Ain't nobody tripping on that. You feel me? Ain't nobody tripping on that.
Right.
You can see that anywhere.
Oh,
she ain't got nothing compared to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so
right.
So it's my responsibility to make sure that she feels secure. And so I'll do that when I have those conversations.
Yeah.
But then, all right, let's go a little deeper. But then the brokenness in me, the brokenness in me will say, hey, babe, man, oh, girl, try to get with me. Don't trip, though. I kicked her out, but that's crazy. And you know why I would do that?
Because you want her to affirm you.
Man, I want her. Yeah. I'm like, I need you to see me, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
don't trip now.
Right.
They out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you act a little nonchalant now.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't
I can still pull them. I'm not trying to pull
them. I am.
Yeah. Right. And so God was like, bro, get off of that.
Wow,
what you think that's going to make her do? You know what I'm saying? And so I was just like, I'm not even on that. Let me not even put no extra pressure on her. I just kill them threats. And I focus on the home and I focus on her heart. And that right there is what I would call, you know what I'm saying, next level living.